Welcome to the As the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn. I truly believe that everyone has something incredible to offer this world, but we too often get in our own way. We let the noise of this world crush our confidence and rob us of our focus. We let people and circumstances influence how we lead ourselves and how we lead others. The good news, you're not alone, and the change you desire is not out of reach. It's just on the other side of your decision to grow. A decision to grow into the leader that you're meant to be. If you're ready to build the confidence, gain the clarity, and create the community you deserve, you have landed in the right spot, and now is your time to grow. It's the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn, and I finally have my voice back. Listen, I want to welcome you as we're recording this podcast. Just got back from GrowthCon 6 in Miami, Florida, where my good friend Gary Brecka absolutely knocked it out of the park on Friday talking about optimal health. Such a blast, such a great time, but literally lost my voice for about 2 days this week. So it's Friday morning, man, just crushed it at F45, and I've got something on my heart I want to share with you guys this morning. Number one, I just want to say thank you for joining us today. Thank you for helping us reach the top 100 on new podcast releases on iTunes last month. Unbelievable. Absolutely blown away. And my promise to you is that I will continue to bring you great content, continue to add value, continue to help you as a leader build confidence, gain clarity, and create community. And today I want to talk about something that I believe is one of the most important things that we need in our life, and that's momentum. And momentum, it really is a transferable principle that goes in, it crosses all the lines into every area of our life, the physical, the mental, the financial, the vocational, the relational. Momentum is huge. When you have momentum, even the impossible seems possible. And when you don't have momentum, because there's a lot of people that go, Ken, how do I create momentum? Because when you don't have momentum, even the possible seems impossible. So I want to talk today to you for the next 15 to 20 minutes about how to build momentum. And when we talk about dreaming, when we talk about the power of vision, when we talk about the power of affirmations to rewire your brain so that, and you know, if you've listened to our podcast before, one of my main affirmations is I will live a life where my heart, my head, and my relationships are in alignment. And it's probably one of the most important affirmations that I have, because what it does is it gets my heart. That's the factory. That's the vision factory. It's where I dream. It's where I paint the picture. It's where I see, like, where am I going in the next 12 to 24 months? What does that look like for me? That's where I dream. My head is where my belief system is located. Last week, I talked about limiting beliefs. That was one of the last episode that we did on this podcast. I talked about limited beliefs or limiting beliefs and how the definition of a limited belief is something that prohibits me from seeing the potential of my future. And so if I've struggled with limiting beliefs like fear, scarcity, insecurity, comparison, shame, or success, those are the six that I talk about a lot because I feel like those are the six main ones that we struggle with. When we have limiting beliefs, we don't believe, we don't speak, we don't act in alignment with what our heart is trying to paint, the picture, the vision. And so when we don't do that, it literally erodes our ability to be able to dream. And so today I want to talk about how to build momentum. And I want you, if you're not driving in the car, if you're sitting still right now and you've got a pen and paper, maybe even one of our GSD planners, I want you to write this truth down, that there is more power in fiction than in fact. There is more power in fiction. There is more power in fiction. Your ability to be able to dream, your ability to be able to paint the picture, your ability to be able to remove the limits of what your life looks like in the next 12 to 24 months than there is in when you look around this morning. I'm recording this podcast. It's April Fool's 2022. So regardless of what I look at today, like I went to F45 this morning, crushed it this morning, but I still have over 30 pounds to lose to get to my maximum goal of dropping 106 pounds. But what is my heart see? What is the picture that my heart is painting? Like, I know what the vision is because I write my goals down twice a day. I'm staring at it right now. Lose 106 pounds. A year and a half to 2 years ago, when I first wrote down in my health journey where I wanted to go, that goal was 66 pounds. And I've exceeded that, and now I'm at that 75 to 76 pound mark. But the reality of it is I've really kind of plateaued and been stuck since about Christmas. Those daggum sausage balls will get you every single time. The power, your ability to be able to dream and the power that that produces is more true and contains more explosive power than the fact of where you currently are in your life. I don't care if you're overweight. I don't care if you're broke. I don't care if you're divorced. I don't care if you're having to do a ton of inner work on yourself. I don't care if your relationships are jacked up. I don't care what your business looks like. I don't care. None of those things matter or have the power that fiction does. None of the things that you currently see, again, April the 1st, 2022, it's April Fool's Day. I don't care what you woke up to this morning. None of what you see, touch, smell, none of those things that literally are real in your world right now have more power than your ability to be able to dream. Nothing in your life, I don't care if you log on to Regions.com or Bank of America or Wells Fargo and you see a bank account that's in the negative, or you see a bank account that's not where you need it to be in order for you to do the things that God's called you to do. I don't care how real and factual those things are. Your ability to dream, your ability to operate in fiction other than fact has far more power than where you are today. So let's talk about how to build momentum. I'm a little fired up today. Let's talk about how to build momentum. Understanding and based off of this truth that there is more power in fiction than in fact. Because guys, a lot of times we get so caught up in where we are. And it's so easy because it's what our eyes see. Our brain fixates on, okay, this is where I am. This is what the situation looks like. And if circumstance go against us, then it's hard for us to get momentum. Again, when you have momentum, even the impossible seems possible. When you have momentum, even the impossible seems possible. When you don't have momentum, on the other hand, and this is the flip side of that coin, which can be excruciating. When you don't have momentum, even the possible seems impossible. Even the easy things seem possible. Okay, so Ken, how do I build momentum? I just want to give you a few I believe these are simple steps. Number one, you've got to assess. You've got to assess. We spent the whole last month inside of our GSD community talking about assessment. Why do we do assessment? We had 12 areas that we went over. Our physical body, our nutrition, our exercise, our finances, our relationships, all different areas of our relationships. You know, every kind of relationship, our intimate relationships, our community, our large group of people we travel with, our circle, our corner, like the two or three people that know everything that's going on in my life. Like, you've got to assess where you are. When I first started this health journey a couple years ago, and like I said, I'm down about 75 pounds. And so by July the 7th, so I've set another goal. I'm going to talk about this. This is the power of dreaming again. I've said, you know what? I've got to get to this 106 mark, July the 7th. Move the needle in Atlanta, myself, Gary Brecka, Dr. T, and Dr. Rob. I'm going to lose these last 30 pounds. So as I started sharing that vision, what happened was I got two people on board already. So number one is assess. Where are you? You've got to look at the facts. Like, where are you? Where's your bank account? Where is your intimate relationships? What does your marriage look like? What does your relationship with your children look like? What does your relationship with your family look like? What does your relationship look like with the circle, the 10 or 12 people that you're the closest to, or your corner, the one or two people that have a 10,000 foot view of your life? You've got to assess. This is the hardest part, guys. I'm telling you, this is the hardest part. When I walked off that baseball field at University of New Orleans 2 years ago, Ray Gregson, who's a SEC umpire, and he's friends. He was a minor league partner with one of my really good friends who worked a few hundred big league games. Ray said, "Ken, you're doing a great job. Everything looks great. You've got great rapport. You have a great feel for the game. It's very instinctual. But dude, you've got to drop some weight. If you want to work on this level, if you want to work Division I baseball, SEC, ACC, Big South, ASUN, any of these big Division I conferences in the South, you're going to have to drop weight." Well, you know what I had to do? Like, the first step in me getting to the 75 pounds that I'm down now, the very first step was me to do what? I had to assess. How did I do that? I went home and I got on the scale. Like, I literally had to go, ugh. And the problem is, it's hard for us to assess. Let me ask you a question. Those of you guys that struggle with finances, do you look at it every day? I would bet not. Because it's too hard for you to face the facts. Anytime in your life, and I want you to change this, maybe even make an affirmation for this for yourself. Anytime you have to assess or face the facts, I want you to remember this truth, that there is more power in fiction than in fact. There is more power in your ability to be able to dream than what you currently see, which is reality in your life right now. So number one, you've got to assess. You got to face the facts. Here's the question, where am I? And these transferable principles, they can pertain to any part of your life. Doesn't matter, your relationships, your finances, your vocation, they can pertain to your health journey. What does that look like for you? So you've got to assess. You got to face the facts. You got to ask the question, where am I? Number two, you got to dream. This is the fiction part. You've got to dream. You've got to ask yourself, where do I want to go? Like, where do I want to go? I want you to lean in with me really quick, because I want you to understand that where you want to go is far more powerful than where you currently are. There is more potential in where you want to go and in your ability to be able to dream and paint the picture than there is in where you are today. I'll never forget one of my main mentors when I was in youth ministry was a guy named Ron Luce. Ron ran an organization called Teen Mania. They did these huge events all around the country, thousands of students. You know, I would probably say their smallest event was 10 to 12,000. Their largest event that they ever did was 3 days after Columbine happened in April the 20th of 1999 is when that happened. So it would have been April like the 23rd or 4th was when we were in Michigan at the Silver Dome in Pontiac. I think there was about 75 to 80,000 people in the stadium for this two day event that Ron did, that he put on. I remember President Gerald Ford, who since passed, was one of the speakers, John Maxwell, Zig Ziglar. I mean, just some phenomenal leaders. Presidents, some of the top pastors in America were there speaking. And I'll never forget, I had about 24, 25 of my leaders, about 20 to 22 of my leaders from my youth ministry at the time. We were just literally blowing up. We had went from, you know, a handful of kids to about 150 kids in a short amount of time. And I'll never forget sitting there watching Ron walk out on the stage in front of 75 to 80,000 people going, wow, I can't even imagine what that's like. Fast forward about a year later, I had Ron in. He spoke at my National Youth Leadership Conference. We had leaders from 18 different states come in. And I had Ron, who was one of my main and key mentors for several years. I had Ron come in and speak at that. And I'll never forget, we were going to dinner one night, and this is back before Apple Pay and all the stuff and Venmo and all the things. So you had to actually go buy an ATM machine. I don't even know if you guys remember what ATM machines look like, but you had to go buy an ATM machine to get cash. So what about the ATM machine to get cash? And I'll never forget, I was sitting there and I asked Ron this question. I said, Ron, what was it like when you walked out on that stage in the Silver Dome in Pontiac to 75 to 80,000 people? And here was his response. He said, Ken, I had replayed that moment so many times in my heart and in my mind that when I stepped out on that stage that day, it was like I had done it my entire life. That is the power of fiction. That's the power in your ability to be able to dream, to paint the picture, and see the future version of yourself. That's the power of you being able to see where you want to go and understanding that where you want to go is far more powerful than where you are. And it goes right back to the beginning truth that I shared at the beginning of this podcast. There is more power in fiction than in fact. I will never forget that conversation with Ron. Fast forward just a little bit longer. This is back when I had a lime green Sony Walkman with the little headphones, if you guys remember those. I had a lime green Sony Walkman, and I had a bunch of cassette tapes, leadership tapes, and one of them was John Maxwell. And I'll never forget John sharing a story on one of his cassettes. And for some of you guys that are listening to this podcast, you say, I don't even know what a cassette looks like. Just Google cassette tape and see what exactly what that looks like. I'll never forget John sharing a story about a POW from Vietnam who came home, and he was in one of the worst POW camps. And I believe he was in a POW camp for about a period of 2 to 3 years. Torture, solitary confinement. I mean, just unbelievable, brutal circumstances. And one of the questions the person asked him was, how did you survive? And the guy said, one of the things I did for myself mentally to stay sharp was I would play a round of golf in my head every single day. I would imagine the grass. I would imagine the azaleas at Augusta National. I would imagine the ocean and the breeze at Pebble Beach. I would imagine myself walking the best courses in the world. And I would play a round of golf in my head. He goes on to talk about how the war ended and he was freed from the POW camp and he came home and shortly thereafter played his first round of golf in years and shot par golf. Because he had dreamed. He had literally walked himself in his mind in the place where vision is birthed in his heart and played a round of golf every single day for years. Guys, listen, there is more power in fiction than in fact. So how do I build momentum? Number one, I've got to assess where I'm at. I've got to face the facts. Like, where am I? Number two, I've got to dream. You've got to set time aside to be able to dream. If you don't have, I use four color in my Google calendar. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue is my personal time, personal development. It's where I listen to podcasts, where I go to the gym, it's where I do my quiet time, it's where I do my worship time. Green is where I do all my sales. It's where I make money. You need to have the green time on your calendar, blue time on your calendar. Yellow time is where I work on my business and not in my business. You need to have blocks of yellow time that are simply devoted to you unplugging from everything else and give you some time to be able to dream. And then the fourth color is red. It's where I spend time with people that I love. So the truth is there's more power in fiction than fact. How do I do it? I've got to assess where I am. That's the fact. I've got a dream. Where do I want to go? That's the fiction. I want you to remove all of the limitations when you dream. Like, let's just say this. If Warren Buffett walked up to you today and said, here is my checkbook. I'm going to sign a blank check. You dream, you believe where you want to go. I'm going to fund the entire thing. How much bigger would you dream? How much more grand or grander would the dream that you think of? How much more, if you remove the limitations of your ability to be able to dream, how much more would you be able to dream? How bigger would you be able to dream? How much more could you possibly imagine if Warren Buffett handed you a blank check and said, just dream. Just go do it. I'll foot the bill. That's how I want you to dream. Like when I wrote that 66-pound goal down 2 years ago, that was a huge goal. Huge. Absolutely like almost like, dude, can I really pull this off? When we did the Create Conference this year, it's our first Create Conference in Atlanta with John Maxwell, Jesse Itzler, Randy Garn, Jen Gottlieb, Anthony Trucks. Dude, the list goes on and on and on. Dave Meltzer, Gary Brecka. When we did the Create Conference this year, it literally was a stretch for me to be able to believe that we could pull it off. But I knew going into that weekend, I told my team, our favorite live event that we did in the past year, I've been doing live events now for 15 months. We've done five. My favorite one was Scottsdale. Sharon Lecter, Greg Reed, Carlos Reyes, Anthony Trucks, my good friend Jeff Finster. Phenomenal people. My good friend Brian Bogert. Phenomenal weekend. I said, guys, that was a 9 out of 10. We knocked this one out of the park. I will rate that one a 9 out of 10. Lives were changed. Businesses transformed. Relationships grew. What we're going to do in Atlanta, because I already saw it in my heart. What we're going to do in Atlanta is going to be a 99 out of on a scale of 1 to 10. Like, we're going to really blow it. I saw it before it even happened. I saw the auditorium before it even happened. I saw the crowd before it even happened. That's your ability to be able to dream. Where you see yourself in the future has far more power than the truth of where you currently are. I want you to write that down. If you got a pen and paper, where you see yourself in the future has far more power than the truth of where you currently are. So how do I build momentum? I've got to understand that there's more power in fiction than there is in fact. I've got to assess where I am. I got to face the facts. I've got a dream. Where do I want to go? That's the question. I've got to plug into the power source of fiction. And then I've got a plan. I got to create a roadmap. I've got to get some clarity. How am I going to get there? And here's what I want to share with you this morning in these last couple minutes. It's super simple. I want you to go to growstackdrive.com/planner. If you don't want to use our planner, you want to use somebody else's, that's fine. But you've got to be able to every single day write your goals down. I've got 3 areas of goals in my planner. You've probably seen it on my Instagram in the past or my Facebook page. 3 areas. I've got our real estate team. I've got my GSD team. And then I've got my personal goals. My personal goal this morning, I wrote them down this morning, lose 106 pounds. I went from 66. Once I got to about 60, that goal went to 86. Once I got to that 75, 80 pound mark, and we just set this new goal for July the 7th, it went to 106 pounds. Like, I know exactly where I'm going to go. You've got to plan. You've got to map out. How are you going to get there? What does that look like? Because what happens then is that gives you clarity. I love what my good friend Doug Volsky says, and I think it's a Jim Rohn quote, that speed increases focus. Speed increases focus. You've got to get moving. You need a plan. You need some clarity on where you want to go. And listen, don't get paralysis by analysis. Just write the vision down, start to make a plan, take a step. Lean into the concept of incremental, not monumental. Small daily disciplined decisions over time always, 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 always equal monumental results. You want to build momentum, understand the truth that there's more power in fiction than fact. Assess where you are, face the facts. You've got a dream, and you got to ask yourself the question, where do I want to go? That's the fiction part. That's the vision part. Understanding that where you want to go is far more powerful than where you are. Far more potential in where you want to go than where you currently are. And the last thing, you've got to plan. You've got to map it out. You've got to write your goals down twice a day. You've got to get clarity on where you want to go. And I would just, as a 1A and a 1B, I would say you've got to learn to do your top three. Like, what are the top three things I need to do today? What are the big stones I need to move in order to make my vision, to move the needle in me accomplishing and seeing the vision that I have in my heart come to pass? Again, I'm going to leave you with this. Where you see yourself in the future has far more power than the truth of where you currently are. Where you see yourself, not what you can sense, touch, smell, feel, see, not any of that. When you see, or where you see yourself in the future, has far more power than the truth of where you currently are. You have it in you. You say, Ken, man, I wish I had your passion. I wish I had your conviction. I wish I had your drive. If you don't, come join me. Hop into our GSD community. It's free for 10 days. GrowStackDrive.com/challenge. Take our 10-day challenge. I double dog dare you to jump in to our community for 10 days and then see where your life is. If you'll put in the work, see where your life is in 10 days. 10 days, absolutely free. GrowStackDrive.com/challenge. Jump in there. That gives you access to two of our coaching calls, Monday morning, Wednesday night. Gives you access to my grow course, which is on how to crush limiting beliefs. And it also gives you access to our Facebook, our private Facebook community, which is a powerful group of entrepreneurs and business leaders who are building confidence, gaining clarity, and creating community. Listen, I love you guys a ton. Thanks for joining us again today. If you would do me a special favor, if this is added value to you today, I'd love for you to do this. Screenshot the podcast. Share it on your Instagram page. Tag me in it, please. Also, subscribe, like, download, and then go to our website or our, if it's Apple, whatever your iTunes, whatever you're listening to it, to this on Buzzsprout. Leave us a 5-star review if this has added value and help us get the word out there. It's been an unbelievable journey, and I am extremely, extremely grateful for each of you guys for joining us. Until next time, have a blessed one. Thanks for tuning in to the As the Leader Grows podcast. My heart is always to add value to others on their journey to becoming the best version of themselves. If this episode did that for you, please subscribe, like, and share. Also, as a thank you for listening, please visit book.growstackdrive.com to get a free digital copy of my Amazon best-selling book, As the Leader Grows. Tune back in often and continue your journey of growth, whether it is here or elsewhere. The best investment you can make as a leader is in yourself.